and welcome back to the Garage Series for IT Pros, where we answer the burning questions you have about the new office. My name is Jeremy Chapman.
And I'm Yoni Kirsch. Last week, we covered an overview of the differences between the MSI-based Office 2013 installation type and the click-to-run-based Office 365 Pro Plus installation type. You can check it out on our blog, microsoft.com/garage.
Right, so this week we want to cover something a little bit different, which is on a lot of people's minds, who moved my MSI? Because things have changed.
It was you, right?
It was actually me. I actually took that link and obfuscated a bit because we needed to test click to run, but we still needed to test the MSI for all of our volume license customers.
Right, but you know what the funny thing is, that it was actually out in the field that a lot of people were almost proud of the lengths that they went to find the MSI.
Right, and you went to a lot of lengths yourself, and it's something that, you know, we needed to check out, and we're actually going to different lengths in terms of showing how the MSI compares to click to run in this episode and going quite a bit deeper. But before we start, as is tradition, we're going to do today's trivia.
On a 64-bit system, Office click to run executables install to which folder? Is it A, B, or C?
Stay tuned at the end of the show for the answer.
We've been seeing a lot about click-to-run lately. Why is that?
Well, actually, click-to-run is the most pervasive install type we have for the new version of Office.
Hang on a second. So you're saying if I go down to the store as a consumer and I buy box product, what do I get?
Of course, you get click-to-run.
And then, say I was a consumer or a small business and I buy subscription, then what do I get?
Same thing, click-to-run.
A government or large enterprise?
Now, that's where things are a little bit different. So that's where you can actually have the MSI version using volume licensing or click-to-run using retail subscription activation.
Right, okay, let's compare the difference.
Right, so with click to run, the first thing you're gonna see, the biggest kind of most impactful change that we have is that we're using streaming installation.
Whereas with the MSI, we have a traditional installation.
And also the updates themselves, because we're using application virtualization underneath, we've changed the update process to not use what you're gonna use.
MSPs.
Right, and then the activation itself is using retail activation against the internet in all cases for any click-to-run package.
Okay, so the status quo remains with MSI. We've got KMS or Mac as well.
But of course, there are a lot of shared features that are the same between the two. Again, they're pretty much indiscernible for anybody that sees a click-to-run or an MSI-based install. So really, first and foremost, compatibility. So the extensibility is the same between the two different installs. So we've got exactly the same extensibility, add-ins, documents, all those things are the same.
I've got one. Group policy.
The same. Super important for IT pros. We're even using the exact same ADMX files, so those are identical again.
Right.
The other things that we can do, they're obviously both local installs. Like we talked about last week, we can have the bits, the flat files, we can use our deployment tools, so it's really important that they're local. And some other things that we do that are new to this release, especially telemetry. So there's a bunch of new features around managing the clients, whether they are click to run or MSI.
And we shouldn't forget, just in general, that all the actual product features from the Office applications, Word, Excel, PowerPoint, are exactly the same in the MSI and click to run builds.
Totally. I mean, the main thing you have to take away from there is it is the full set of apps, the full features. Again, people don't even know the difference between the two if they're getting a click to run install or the MSI. Yoni, we know we can get the bits downloaded for click-to-run. Where do we get those?
Well, if we want to get the bits, we need the ODT, and we get that from the download center. Let me show you how.
So that's the Office deployment tool, right?
Yeah, that's right, the Office deployment tool. When we download it, what we'll find is that we have an XML file and an executable. And inside the XML file, I've created one here that we're going to use to download the Office bits. And we can see that it determines which products we have and what languages to download them in as well. So we'll go into that in more detail later, but in the meantime, what you can see is that I'm gonna set that download off with the download switch and call my XML file, and that's gonna take a couple of minutes there to download.
Well, you've got a big pipe, Yoni.
Seems that way. Anyway, so that's finished now, and you can see we've got the Office folder here, so I'll just click into that. You can see we have the v32.cab file that has the manifest to tell us which version of Office is there. And then we have these stream files that actually contain the content of the Office installation itself, and they're regionalized, so you can see the English and Chinese ones there in that case. So that will kind of get us to the point where we can have the bits there and we can install Office. And that install is good for 5 days, which is fine for development or testing. But if we want to go any further than that, then we'll need a tenant, right?
Right, so that will give you 5 days of grace, but if you actually want to have users be able to activate Office, you have to go in and actually provision them in an Office 365 tenant, and I'll show you what that looks like.
Okay.
So we're in our Office 365 portal. I'm going to go to the Users and Groups tab, and we'll see a couple of core functions. We can add users singularly. We can add a bunch of users with a CSV list file. We can filter on different user groups, or we can search for users. We can also go ahead and add a user. In this case, I'm going to add Yoni and put you in there. You're going to have your own username, Yoni K, at office365tpm.com. We'll click Next. We'll select your role. In this case, you're not going to be an admin. Sorry, Yoni. We're going to select your country of Australia. And then we're going to give you rights to services. That will then kick off an email so you can, you know, set your password and be ready to install Office from the comfort of your own desk chair right from the portal.
Right, but that seemed kind of mundane from the comfort of your own desk chair. So I was kind of thinking about how we could make that a little bit more extreme.
Yeah, so one, the most extreme install I can think of is really a monkey installing Office. Could that work?
Think again. You know, the Australian aviation authorities wouldn't let me attach a tablet to myself and jump out of a plane, so we had to recruit this guy.
Awesome, and you actually taped like a tablet to his stomach with gaffer tape?
With gaffer tape, actual gaffer tape. He was really comfortable with it, it was surprising.
Wow, and there you are apparently kicking off an install of Office.
Right, that's a real click-to-run install happening right there in the plane.
So what do you think? Are we going to be able to get this installed and working by the time he hits the ground?
Well, look, most of the instances we've seen were about 60 to 90 seconds before we had a usable version of Office that we could, say, click into Word. And I think we have about that much freefall, so we'll see what happens. Oh, look, he's on his back.
Wow, this guy looks like he's having a good time.
Yeah. Oh, look at his cheeks. Oh, no, there he's pulled his chute.
Wow, so looks like Office is just about ready to be used. Do you think he's actually going to use it up in the air like this?
I don't know.
Wow, Yoni, that was amazing. You're never going to be able to top that.
It was pretty extreme, right? I do have a couple more tricks up my sleeve, though. Anyway, we spoke about downloading Office. We spoke about creating users in a tenant. Let's talk about activation for a second.
Right. So in this new world where we've got Office 365 Pro Plus, we have a new version of activation using a user-based model.
Right, exactly. So in the previous versions, we had three activation types. We had retail activation, internet-based, multiple activation keys for volume license customers, also internet-based, and then we had the key management service, which worked on-premises. So now we've moved to the user-based licensing model where users get 5 installs. We needed to go to a purely internet-based activation model so that those users could go on and activate and deactivate their 5 installs as they needed to, right?
Right, and IT gets a lot more control because if a user activates something and then leaves the organization, they can also deprovision their assets and keep those software assets in-house with the organization.
Exactly. There are, however, a few scenarios where the user-based activation or the click-to-run installation itself is not going to work out. What are those?
Sure. So with volume licensing, you can do a couple of things that you can't do on retail-based activation. First and foremost, using remote desktop services, that's something that you cannot do with retail activation. They won't even install on the server if it's got that role enabled.
Right.
Also, Windows to Go, something else, because we're binding to the hard drive. If you're moving that Windows to Go stick between different machines, that's something else that won't work. And finally, on a closed network, you'd have to use volume licensing as well.
Yeah, exactly. So why don't we look at the answer to today's trivia question?
Yes, let's take a look at today's trivia question. The answer for today was B.
Of course, B.
That was easy enough. So that was a great episode. We saw everything in terms of Office and everything. Let's wrap this up, and we're going to talk about next week more great topics about how IT keeps control of the new Office.
Absolutely, and you can find some more information this week on our blog, microsoft.com/garage.
Awesome. That skydiving stuff was excellent, Yoni. Oh, my
it
gosh.
It was pretty good.
That was just amazing.
It was a bit of fun. I kind of pushed the guy out of the plane, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Terrific.